This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. FOMO.
My name is Patrick J. McGinnis, and I'm a FOMO sapiens. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you are too. And when you're like us and Monday comes around, you don't dread the new week. No, you wake up every Monday morning knowing that this week might just be the best one yet. This is FOMO Monday, the snackable show that starts your week right with hot takes, life hacks, listener mail, and even some FOMO therapy. FOMO. FOMO. Hey everybody, this is FOMO Mondays, the snackable companion show to FOMO Sapiens, which of course will be back on Thursday with a full episode. But until then, you gotta enjoy this little intellectual snack. Happy FOMO Monday, best day of the week. I am your host, Patrick J. McGinnis, venture capitalist by day, author and podcaster by night, and of course, FOMO Sapiens 24/7. Now on Thursday, I have the founder, CEO of Grubhub, Mike Evans, talking about his new book, Hangry. Gotta love that name. And he talks about how he founded the company in his spare bedroom, took it through to IPO, realized that he wasn't particularly happy and that his life had suffered a lot, so he quit and went on a cross-country road trip on a bike, rediscovered America, and of course, in the process himself. And he tells that story, and it's a very good one because it's the whole story of founding a business that, you know, we all kind of know, at least Americans know. We use Grubhub. We did a lot during the pandemic. And then, of course, the story of what happens when you get everything you want. And as we know, you might not exactly have planned for that. And so that's what we're going to get into in deep detail. Now, this morning, I was reading an article in the paper about the fact that all of these crazy kind of, I'm going to say BS companies that got a lot of money during the pandemic times are now suffering. I'm talking to you, GoPuff. I'm talking to you, Getter. I'm talking to you, Joker. These companies are so silly. I remember probably about a year, year and a half ago in my neighborhood in New York City, in Tribeca, all of them had people out in the streets handing you these like $15, $20 coupons. And you could basically like order a bunch of stuff, pay for it with a coupon, never pay a dime and get a ton of free stuff. So I would shop on there all the time. I probably got a couple hundred bucks of free stuff. I've never used them again. And that, my friends, is just silliness. And as I think about sort of with Grubhub and many, not to pick on Grubhub, but a lot of these companies that sort of had a huge pandemic, now they're all falling back to earth. And people are starting to realize like the good times are over. And that has brought about this concept for some people of quiet quitting. Now, quiet quitting isn't just for people who work at Joker, although I'm sure if you work at Joker, you're like, first of all, why did you call our company Joker? It's a terrible name. Number two, why does this business stink so much? Because the unit economics are terrible. But it's not just them. It's lots of businesses. Quiet quitting is, it's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot these days, especially on LinkedIn. Like every day, LinkedIn, quiet quitting. I should just change their name from LinkedIn to quietquitting.com. But it is a real thing. And in fact, none other than Harvard Business School professors Rawi E. Abdallah, who is, by the way, an amazing professor who I have seen speak on a couple occasions, and Tom DeLonge, who is also pretty amazing. They wrote this new paper called On the Origins of Our Discontent, Examining a Frustrated Workforce and Pointing Out that the Great Resignation has become synonymous with workplaces that lack connection. Put short and simple, employees are feeling alienated, and they see all these phenomena as stemming from a common cause, the rise of contractual relationships with employees in place of emotional investment. Yeah, think about that. It's the idea, and I heard this crazy, interesting This American Life about this concept. It's like people during the pandemic, they're working in a situation that's very uncomfortable. Oftentimes, they feel like their health is at risk, And then they look at their boss who's remote working. That's why you had all these people that were just like up and quit en masse. You had, you know, the Wendy's employees who put a sign on the door, like, take this job and shove it. But a lot of us feel that way. We feel that over the last couple of years, it got exposed that big companies or maybe even little companies don't really care about us. And so it actually has caused a lot of frustration and disillusionment and disconnection. And this is a very interesting stat. So DeLong, Tom DeLong, who is, you know, a legend at Harvard Business School, he conducted a simple exercise asking participants to write down the initials of people in their business careers who, quote unquote, care deeply about their welfare. And he found that older executives in their 50s and 60s are able to easily write down at least three people. Those in the 40s, maybe two. Those in their 30s, they're like, what's that? And I think about that, actually. I can think of a few people, but it's not like, you know, I'm not going to be able to fill a room with all those people, sadly. And I bet you feel exactly the same. And you know what happens? This leads to anxiety. Worry mounts among employees when they feel purposeless, insignificant, and isolated. That's why managers need an employee owner's manual. DeLong suggests bosses ask employees for an owner's manual describing their strengths, weaknesses, and idiosyncrasies, including when and how they are most productive at work so bosses can manage better. I really like that idea. So we're going to talk about that today, quiet quitting, how to deal with quiet quitting. Because I think, okay, fine. I think that research is very compelling, but I want to get into some really sort of just some constructive thoughts about how to think about quiet quitting. So we're going to do that right after the break.
FOMO. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO Sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO Sapiens?
Now that right there was Portuguese, and as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO Sapiens, you know I speak 4 languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO.
All right, we're thinking about how to think about quiet quitting. I got 6 things to think about. Number 1, recognize the difference between bad quiet quitting and good quiet quitting. Now, let me tell you a little story. And this story, by the way, doesn't make me look like the most mature human being on earth, but I'm okay with that. We're family here. So you might know, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you now. Then in 2008, my employer AIG blew up. Just Google that. Not a good time. And I sat there. I watched my stock crash by almost 90%. I watched our business just get paralyzed. You know what happens when bad things happen in a big corporate environment? All the senior people hide. They don't do anything. It's like the lack of courage that I saw among some of the folks. Some of the people stepped up. Well, there was a lot of people who just were... I mean, it was just no courage in the place. And so as a result, you just feel very unmoored. And I guess my response to that was not the most constructive. I did a form of quiet quitting in which I went into my office one day and I put everything in the closets and in the cabinets, and I moved everything off all the surfaces. And so if you stood outside my office and looked in from outside, it looked like nobody had ever worked there. Like it was an empty office and it was waiting for somebody to move in. And I don't really know where that came from. I just was sort of like, I want to erase myself from this place. But my boss noticed, because he's a very clever guy, and he said, you know, what are you doing? Like, I know what you're doing. And I was like, what do you mean? I just wanted to be clean. But obviously he knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. Not an example of good quiet quitting. That's what we call passive aggressive. Good quiet quitting, which we're going to hopefully give you the path forward to today. The idea of, and by the way, quiet quitting, just because maybe I haven't made it abundantly clear what it is, it's sort of like leaning out. It's sort of like, hey, I'm still working here, but I'm not going to give you 110%. I'm just going to do, you know, some percentage of that, which is understandable when things aren't going well. Good quiet quitting is about having a plan. You're still doing your job. You're meeting the requirements, but you are not going to get the gold star at the end of the week for employee of the month. So that's good quiet quitting, doing it with a purpose, still doing the work, not being passive aggressive, being low key, actually. You know, you don't need to raise the alarm bell and let everybody know how unhappy you are, because you inside, you have a little plan that you're going to execute on. So that is number one. Number two, recognize your boss probably is also very, 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 very frustrated, because I think it's very natural that we think, oh man, I really hate it here. But my boss, you know, they make so much money. They're my boss. They get to boss me around. They love it here. Usually, in fact, we all know this because the stats tell us, like, you know, something like 75% of people are disengaged in work. Chances are, if you are, they are too. Now, maybe they love their job. And if they do, by the way, that's actually pretty good, because if they like their job, maybe they're a better manager, but they probably are just as miserable as you are. And they are probably also quiet quitting. And in doing so, maybe trying to push more stuff on you, which is not ideal. But it is important to recognize as you work with your boss that they are likely going through the same thing. And so you want to keep an ear to the ground and see what's going on with them. Because if they are also quiet quitting, you have a tacit understanding that both of you are leaning out a little bit, and therefore you can be a little more flexible, and that can be awesome. And by the way, you could also think about, you know, what do we want to do here? What's your plan for the future? Do you want to leave here? Lots of people start businesses with coworkers, and the quiet quitting could be the sign that somebody is ready to think about where they're going next. And we will continue with number three after this break.
FOMO.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
FOMO. Number three, I said quiet quitting. I didn't say don't do your work. And so one really important thing to do is be hyper efficient. I remember when I was quiet quitting back at the AIG job, I spent a lot of time at the gym. because I'd had this health scare when AIG blew up and I was on a heart monitor, and it really kind of woke me up to just like, you got to take care of yourself, Patrick. So I started running 30, 40, 50 miles a week, and I would run all the time. I would leave work at say 3 p.m. and work out till 5. And by the way, I saw half my colleagues there too, because we were all in the same boat. But I have to say, it's not like my work suffered, because I just did my work more efficiently. I spent less time on Facebook and other social media and reading the news and things like that. And I just read a stat that the average person works for about 3 hours a day at the office, and then they spend the rest of the time just mucking about online and chit-chatting and going to lunch and all those things. So if you are hyper-efficient, you can then get your work done and have time to think about what's next for you, to do a little bit of self-care, whatever it is you need to do. But it is really cool, and it doesn't take a lot. It's not like you have to work harder. You just have to work smarter and try to get things done quickly. So definitely you want to become hyper efficient. You also want to cut the fat. And this is, you know, number four, cut the fat. What does that mean? It means don't be the person who's always just raising their hand to do more and more and more. And this doesn't mean you're doing a bad job, but you know, they always say the classic old line is like, be careful what you're good at. And I was really good at writing. And so everybody would send me their horribly written memo and they would ask me to rewrite it. And I was happy to do it when I was Mr. Go-Getter. But once I kind of started leaning out, I was sort of like, well, why am I doing your work for you? I'm happy to provide some insights and thoughts on the content, but I'm not writing your memo. You know, that is not my job here. Not in my description. And frankly, I get zero credit for it. This is not Publishing House. It's a private equity firm. And so cut the fat in terms of what you spend your time on. Focus on the things that move the needle forward, that get you to where you need to be. Obviously be helpful, but don't be the person that everybody dumps their work on. Forget it. We are done with that. And as you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this idea of like, you know, not letting people take advantage of you and, you know, maybe stepping over people if need be. Well, you got to let people fail sometimes, because if you are quiet quitting, that is your job too. And you're not just there to use all this extra time that you have kind of found in your day by not being the top performer to then help somebody else be the top performer. That's insane. Don't do that. Number five, when you cut and you remove and you have free space, you got to fill it with something. And I do not suggest you fill it with Candy Crush or TikTok, unless you are an influencer, in which case, have at it. Fill it with side projects, new ideas, 10% entrepreneurship. If you don't know about the 10% entrepreneur, if you're new here, because if you're not new here, you have heard about it. But it's the notion of spending 10% of your time, money, and energy working on side projects, at least 10%, could be more. This is a great space in which to inject the 10%. You're at the office, you're quiet quitting. Instead of cleaning up your office and making it look like you don't work there, you are working on the new idea, the next big thing, where you want to be, or just something that excites you, that side project. And then finally, check in. Keep yourself accountable. What's really bad if you quiet quit is to quiet quit for the next 17 years, right? That's what we call apathy. We don't want to be apathetic. You want to use quiet quitting as a strategic way to preserve your own mental health and open up space for possibility, planning, opportunity, and figuring out what's next. You do not want to simply lean out forever. And so you want to check in. I would recommend having short-term goals and then assessing every month, how are things going? How are we doing? And maybe, by the way, that the day job gets better, you get that promotion, you get that new opportunity, and you say, you know, I'm done with the quiet quitting. I'm going to quiet, not quit. That's great. You don't want to stay in that mindset forever, because it's a waste. You're talented, right? Why waste your talent just because somebody else let you down? That's not what we do here. All right, everybody. Six things to think about with quiet quitting. Number one, recognize differences between bad and good quiet quitting. Don't be weird like me. Two, recognize your boss is probably also super disengaged. Number three, become hyper efficient. Become like a crazy next generation metaverse robot. Number four, cut the fat. Don't do things you don't got to do. Number five, focus on something else. I recommended 10%. And number six, check in, have goals. Don't just do this forever. All right, That's my plan. That's my thinking on quiet quitting. I'm sure some of you are doing this right now. So if you have thoughts, opinions, or if you think I'm totally, totally wrong and what I'm saying is bad, tell me about it. You can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, on email at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com. Love hearing from you. We'll be back on Thursday with Mike Evans, Hangry, Grubhub. And until then, take care of yourselves, FOMO sapiens.
FOMO.
If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on the web at FOMOSapiens.com or PatrickMcGinnis.com, where you can get all kinds of free resources to live a more decisive and entrepreneurial life.
FOMO.
Want more FOMO Sapiens and FOMO Monday? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis.